Hey everybody, Jason Burmis here, and every once in a while, I get sent a video clip or a story that no matter where I am or who I am with, I scream out, oh my effing goodness, holy freaking Jesus Christmas, you've got to be kidding me. This is beyond parody. And then it's not. And then it's not. And then it's a real thing. I can't help. I scream out loud alone or with people. And then usually when I'm with somebody, that's a sign that what I'm watching or reading is just so absurd that it has to be impactful. And what we're going to show today are several of the latest Bill Gates videos out there. He wonders why he's having a public image problem putting these things out, right? So what does he do? He grabs the puppies. You can't make this up. You can't make... I almost just had a straight thumbnail of a still from this video that Bill Gates puts out associating firefighters, okay, and having a smoke detector in your house to his new global emergency response management team, which is an authoritarian team I warned you about because he was making videos like this almost 2 years ago based in selective enforcement on illegitimate global governance, aka the United Nations. Okay? And it is frightening. And here's the thing. Throughout this whole COVID-1984 nightmare, think about what got the most traction and the most play on the left-hand spectrum of, you know, the political ideologues out there and activists. It wasn't anything to do with the boopity boop 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 boop. No. It was Fauci and experiments on dogs and puppies. Dogs and puppies work. So Bill Gates said, hey, let's get some dogs and puppies in my new video. So we're actually, again, we're going to be playing three of these videos here, but we're going to start off with the Dalmatian dressed up in a firefighter outfit. I mean, again, I told you this wasn't going to be about one thing. I told you this was an implementation of your biomedical data. I told you that this was biometrics on steroids. I told you this was authoritarianism, and they brought you puppies. It's real. So, look, you want me uncensored? Who knows? I mean, this week might be tough for me to stay on the air when we got puppy videos. I'll probably get in there for cyberbullying puppies. So, rockfin.com/Jason Burmis. That's where all my stuff is. Uncensored. If you are on YouTube, we hit 67,000 strong. We've done it before. We lose subscribers all the time. Sometimes I'm not people's cup of tea. Sometimes people think I should be playing more into this right-left paradigm. And sometimes they just unsubscribe you. Okay? You certainly, if you want to watch my videos, you've got to hit that bell and maybe you'll get notifications. So all my documentaries are also free right here, right now. Shade the Motion Picture, 20-minute section on Bill Gates. You want to know where he's coming from. You want to hear a warning of somebody almost a decade ago and why he was dangerous. Shade the Motion Picture, Shade the Motion Picture, Shade the Motion Picture. Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. That got a shout out on the Alex Jones on Friday. Alex, thank you so much for producing that picture. Fabled Enemies, also produced by Alex Jones. And, of course, Loose Change, Final Cut, all free. Odyssey, thank you for backing up my YouTube channel. Again, because we never know when we're going to get taken down. And let's just jump right into it, okay? Bill Gates, puppies, and firefighters.
The building you are sitting in is probably fitted with one of these, a smoke detector.
This thing looks like something that I would put together via pre-purchased B-roll, by the way, other than the gate shots.
Detectors are a piece of an overall system to reduce the number of fires and make sure they don't cause lots of deaths and economic damage.
You know what? They aren't. They aren't hooked up to a worldwide web via sensors of what are going on in your home. I just want to point out that's not what fire detectors and smoke detectors are.
We invest a lot in the fire department, fire hydrants, regulations, and fire alarms. School children conduct fire drills, and firefighters train regularly. They even have mascots. If you really look at all...
They even have mascots. Now, do you remember this? Again, you can't make this up, but you know what? We're going to do it live so everybody can see it and understand that this is the real deal. Now, when they did the Event 201 drill where a novel coronavirus based out of South America with a pig, they had a stuffed coronavirus, little sun-shaped virus that they handed out as their mascot. So let's just stuffed animal. Animal. So, yep, let's see. Let's go to images here. And there it is right here. You can't make this up. But there it is. This is, this is a nice little Event 201 deal. If you don't know about Event 201, you don't know about Bill Gates. You don't know about lovely little toys that they're handing out at mock drills where they game plan exactly what happens months later. Through authoritarianism, let's do that. But he's got a puppy. He's pupping it up. Let's go back to the firefighters and the puppies and the mascots.
Things we've done to minimize fire damage, it's quite impressive. Sadly, one disaster that we haven't invested in is stopping pandemics, making sure they don't cause the deaths and economic damage we face with COVID.
So again, that's a complete and total lie. We have invested in that, and we've been invested in that, and Bill and Melinda Gates, their foundation, was part of the mRNA strategic collaboration that began in 2013 with AstraZeneca, Merck, Vertex, BARDA, of course, DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, and them. And again, if you look at when they were awarded $25 million to fight pandemics with mRNA drugs, you find out via their own website, they've now taken it down, but you can find it on the Wayback Machine, that this was actually to fight, in case, here it is, let's just read what the goal of the program that Bill Gates told you they weren't preparing for is. The goal is to develop platform technologies that can be deployed safely and rapidly to provide the U.S. population with near immediate protection against emerging infectious diseases and engineered biological weapons, even in cases when the pathogen or infection agent is unknown. So actually, no, they did, Bill, start this partnership almost a decade ago when I was warning people about you in the film Shade the Motion Picture. So let's go back to the video of Bill Gates loving us with a puppy and letting us know that he's got a plan.
A pandemic is like a fire that starts in one building, and within weeks, it's not only burning in an entire city, it's burning in every country of the world. So to prevent pandemics, we need the equivalent of a global fire department. Just as we need smoke detectors, we need health workers around the world on the lookout for disease outbreaks.
And again, it's not like we don't have those, and those haven't been reported on. But once again, through this narrative, every single infectious disease, whether it be something like he's warned out about in the past, bioterror-wise or natural, okay, is now going to be coming over an authoritative dictate unit of medical martial law. And this is giving them legitimacy. Oh, a lovely little symbol he's got going on there. Hey, listen, I've given the A-OK, but wait a minute. Does that mean he's a bigot? See, is that the white supremacy symbol? Is he secretly coding that he loves Donald Trump? Well, if you believed mainstream media narratives, you might believe that right now. You know, but hey, he's got a puppy, dude. And that puppy's adorable.
And just like we have firefighters, we need a team whose full-time job is to prevent pandemics. Mm. Raising the alarm when outbreaks emerge, helping contain them, and working on new tools, diagnostics, treatments, and vaccines. Creating this organization will not be easy, but I'm convinced it will make the world a lot safer You can learn more about it in my new book, How to Prevent the Next Pandemic.
And don't worry, we're going to be playing the video on that. But let's meet his germ team. Again, so because puppies aren't enough. I wasn't really going to cover the vast majority of this. But once I got sent the puppy video, guys, I mean, I had to play all of them. Right? Because some of the videos that get taken down for quote-unquote medical misinformation and cyberbullying, well, they just happen to have Mr. Gates as a feature. So this is Meet the Germ Team.
Amazingly, today, we do not have a large global organization dedicated to preventing pandemics. There are some part-time efforts. The WHO helps the world with lots of health issues, but it hasn't been given the resources to have this dedicated team.
Again, this is all about globalism, the World Health Organization, the United Nations, the legitimacy of quote-unquote global governance, the evisceration of our constitutional rights, the evisceration of our human rights. And again, the idea, like Yuval Noah Harari has said, that we are just hackable animals that can be just led into beliefs. And look, we're all, every single one of us, myself included, we are victims of psychological warfare. We are victims of established lies, okay? Subliminal advertising, propaganda placement works on everybody, myself included, okay? The best you can do is try to be self-aware about it, okay? And use your discernment no matter what. And that's not an easy thing. Most people, are not capable of that, unfortunately, not only in this country, but around the world. It is a global phenomenon. And that's why this guy's getting away with doing short videos, releasing them on YouTube and Twitter with puppies and telling you need a global unit that he and others are in charge of for your health measures and how you can live your life.
We need to create this group with full-time paid experts who are constantly tracking disease outbreaks. I call this the Global Epidemic Response and Mobilization Team. And so the acronym is GERM.
The Global Epidemic Response and Mobilization Team. Wow, that's great. You know what I love about the WHO? I love about all the sex scandals that are involved with children, including ones that went on during the COVID-1984 nightmare. So we're going to type that in right now. WHO sex scandal. We used to have it on, I think it was like on MSNBC, apology. Yeah, and you don't hear about this. And then, you know, they whitewash what it is. And here's see, when I type this in, it should be the first thing that comes up. And so instead, somehow Harvey Weinstein, Google, they achieved quantum supremacy with NASA in 2019. And these are the search results you get. Why is that? Why do I have to go to the second one and not even the mainstream? The DRC Ebola case, you know, and again, if you read into this, it's much worse than these apologies would have you believe. It's not the first time. It was the biggest scandal they've seen. In 2020, more than 50 women, no, some of them were young girls. All right, here it is right here, who aged in rain from the women and 12 from men who ranged in age from 13 to 43. Largest scandal out there. And these are the people we want to give more power to, according to Bill Gates, for his global epidemic response and mobilization team. They love you so much. You know, these are the people we want in charge for sure. You better believe it. Buster Brown.
The germ team will actively monitor potential health threats all over the world. Data scientists would see where there are clusters of suspicious cases. Epidemiologists would monitor reports from national governments to identify anything that could be an outbreak. We'll have disease modelers gathering the data to do accurate projections. Product development experts will work with governments and companies. We need more work on diagnostics, therapeutics, and vaccines that we can scale up with very short notice. And we'll have policy experts making sure that every country has the right approach. The team will need...
Now, again, none of this involves you or I. None of this involves a democratic process. None of this involves a process of checks and balances whatsoever. That's why they love these organizations. That's why they love them. And I'll say it again and again and again. How many years did people laugh and ha-ha, funny, that the United Nations and the World Health Organization, they were like paper tigers. They don't have any power. No one realized what the power of the CDC was until a couple years ago. Okay? And these are the type of authoritarian measures where they talk about potential risks, where it will always be used to selectively enforce against individuals and certain populaces, period. And Bill Gates isn't going to be quarantined, is he?
Need to regularly organize outbreak simulations, germ games that test the global response system and finds the weak spots. We do that for war, we do that for fire, we do that for earthquakes, and now we need to make sure we do it for pandemics.
No, we've already done it for all these things. It was really epidemics in most cases, and then really covering our own tracks with biological leaks, but you can't talk about that. Oh, that's never happened, Jason. Biological and chemical warfare only exist in cartoons and fairy tales. They're the equivalent of unicorns with leprechauns on their back, jumping over rainbows into pots of gold, my friend. They're meant for the big screen. You know, Unit 731 didn't exist. Nazi Germany didn't exist. Post-World War II, America and Russia didn't exist. Wow.
This team would keep their skills fresh to help people get rid of polio, get rid of malaria, get rid of measles.
And by the way, polio's not gone. Like everybody thinks polio's been eradicated. No, actually it was spread via an oral vaccine in much of the Middle East. And, you know, I guess we're going to have to type that one in. Because, let's see. Yeah, man. Polio outbreak, Sudan. And that's Associated Press. I want to get fact-checked for that. Okay, and AP News. Here it is. You know, September 2020, caused by an oral vaccine. And by the way, the solution is to take more of them. And the really crazy thing is it wasn't just there. Angola, the Congo, Nigeria, Zambia. It's wild. And again, the WHO, neck deep all the time. And they admit this stuff. Oh, it is linked. Oh, look at that. Yeah, I mean, that child just looks so happy that everything's happening to him. So loving. So let's get back to Gates and his global unit.
And other infectious diseases. So they'll have immense value even in the years where we don't have a pandemic threat.
Oh, in the years that we don't have a threat? Like the good times? What are you talking about? I mean, people better get it straight, mate.
I think it's a critical step to build this germ team, making sure we're ready for the next pandemic.
The next one. Listen, we're not so... Everybody, remember when you were all saying, oh, the masks are coming off, once would do the you-doop-doop-doop-doop-doop, and then they didn't? And then, once-in-a-lifetime pandemic! Once-in-a-lifetime pandemic! He's letting you know. No. Once in a lifetime? Not your lifetime, Bubba. So here it is. Here's the final Gates video, and thumbs it up, subscribe, and share. We don't even have 100 thumbs up over on YouTube. Let's do it.
If we make the right investments, we won't need to live in fear of another COVID.
I don't need to live in fear of anything of that sort. I need to live in fear of authoritarians taking too much power outside of what our constitutional republic allowed and emboldening, okay, an illegitimate global governance of bureaucrats and predator class minions. How about that, Bill? How about that?
We can build a health system that is ready to stop outbreaks before they go global. Here's how it should work. Epidemiologists will detect suspicious clusters of a disease that could cause a pandemic. A global team of 3,000 disease experts managed by the WHO.
Again, the World Health Organization, just give them all the power.
Called the Germ Team, will track the disease and share data and recommendations with governments. Governments and pharmaceutical companies will work together to use factories all over the world to get an unprecedented scale of diagnostics and vaccines very quickly.
And very profitably, might I add.
We'll have an agreed protocol, and we'll understand how to share the results globally. Countries and the WHO.
He's got a little bump on his head right there. I'm noting it here. Let's bring it in. Right there, we got a little Bumsky and Hutch right there. Not doing so well, Bill?
We'll work in the best way to allocate these tools and to make sure that we have the logistics and delivery to get them to everyone who needs them. The key to be ready for a potential pandemic is to practice. And so this germ team will work with each country to do germ games, drills where you see, are you ready? Could you get the diagnostics out?
Yeah, we've never seen drills go live in this country, especially during catastrophic events like 9/11. That never happened. You know, that's not in my films that, you know, they were running drills before and after 9/11. Or I'm sorry, before and during and really, you know, after, because they didn't shut the drills down from Cheyenne Mountain until after Flight 93 allegedly came down in Shanksville. Okay. Just pointing that out there. You know, so, you know, drills, that's a good thing. Yeah.
So we're ready to go when we see the outbreak. Diseases are always going to spread among humans.
No kidding.
But they don't have to become pandemics. You can read more about this in my new book, How to Prevent the Next Pandemic.
We got puppies. We got little kid video illustrations. We got madness, everybody. So here's the deal. Thumbs it up. Subscribe. Share. We're on Podbean as well. Okay, that's another way that you can get my audio versions. And we got video versions there too. But Rockfin, Rockfin, Rockfin. It's $9.99 a month or $99.99 for the year. You hit that subscribe button on a desktop. You endorse me. You get everybody else's stuff. There's some really great independent journalists out there when we need them now more than ever. You know, it looks like Assange is going to get extradited here. We got a few more weeks to see what the final deal is there. But it's not looking good. We got a Ministry of Truth for real. Thank God we got people like Rand Paul when this guy's talking about cartel misinformation. Cartel misinformation like Iran-Contra, Broham. And then we've got the DOJ mobilizing against climate crime. You didn't vote for it. I didn't vote for it. You know it's all going to be selective enforcement. You know that's the next thing. Morphing what? All of these measures into climate measures to lock you down, to make you feel bad for being a human. In a very real, great reset, New World Order agenda based in a great narrative of falsehoods on the way to a transhumanist predator class nightmare. It is not about left or right. It is always about right and wrong. I love you guys, and I'll see you on the flip side.